Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, you should send your press kit to Gregory, BigMouthGBG@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Ooh-wee, I left my teeth in my room. Oh, well. I'm going to be talking today with a mouth full of gums, no teeth in my head today. So, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk basketball. Let's talk NBA basketball playoffs.
Hey, G Money.
Hey, what's up, DJ? Man, I got out here. I'm in this beautiful warm weather out here in Las Vegas. It's about 80 degrees. It's a beautiful day. And I just realized that I didn't have my teeth with me. I left my teeth in the room on the bed. Oh, wow. I was waiting on a guy to come into my room to fix my headphones, and he didn't show up. So I'm working with handicapped headphones, but it'll be all right. All right, well, let's talk about the NBA games all weekend. They talked about how the Golden State Warriors blew the Sacramento Kings out to end the Kings' playoff aspirations. And they were talking about now it's going to be the Battle of California between the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Raiders, the Los Angeles Lakers. That's what everybody's talking about. That's going to be the two teams that everybody is thinking is going to be the best games in the playoffs. They didn't even say anything about the Eastern Conference. They didn't say anything about the Boston Celtics playing the Philadelphia 76ers, and they didn't say anything about the New York Knicks playing the Miami Heat, because they said Miami was lucky to make the tournament And now they're in round two because they won. So they're still in the tournament. And they're saying that the New York Knicks are ready to put some balling in on the Miami Heat. But the Miami Heat won the first game of the New York Knicks series. So we don't know what's going down with that series. Miami's playing real good ball, and they're really expecting to put the work in on the New York Knicks. So we'll have to see. We haven't heard anything about the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers. Nobody's talking about that series at all. So they're just talking about Miami, the Heat, versus the New York Knicks. So that's what's happening in the Eastern Conference. And the Western Conference, they're not even talking about the Denver Nuggets, how they won the conference. They got the best record in the conference. And they're number one in the conference, and they're playing against the number four team, the Phoenix Suns. And they don't know. Nobody's making any comments about the Denver Nuggets playing the Phoenix Suns. They're just talking about the Lakers against the Golden State Warriors, the champions of the Western Conference. So what do you think about that, DJ? Do you have any comments about any of the eight teams that are playing in the playoffs now?
Nope. No comments. I could tell you who won in these most recent games. If you want to hear
okay.
that.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Let's talk about that.
All right. Well, you kind of mentioned this. The Warriors beat the Kings yesterday, 120-100. That eliminated the Kings, and the Warriors move up to round two. Also, the Denver Nuggets beat the Phoenix Suns in round two of that division. Nuggets beat the Suns 125-107. So now Denver Nuggets are up 1-0 in that particular
in round two
series.
Of the conference, right? The Western Conference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. The Miami Heat yesterday, the Miami Heat beat the New York Knicks 108-101, and that puts Miami Heat up 1-0 in the round two
of the Eastern Conference. Okay. And what are they saying about the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers?
Well, they play game one today. So,
okay. So what time do they play tonight?
They play today at 4:30 p.m.
Okay.
It's about an hour
and
a half.
All right. And the Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Lakers, do they play tonight or they play tomorrow night?
They play tomorrow night. So tonight's games are going to be the 76ers and the Celtics, the Phoenix Suns and the Denver Nuggets. And, that's it. Those are the only two games for tonight.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to some good basketball. I don't know. Phoenix Suns are going to be able to beat the Denver Nuggets. that the Phoenix Suns is supposed to have the best team in the Western Conference, even though they're going to be playing against the defending champions, the Golden State Warriors. And the Los Angeles Lakers have more wins in the Western Conference than any of the teams that are playing in the playoffs in the Western Conference. Because the Lakers have like 15 championships since they've been in Los Angeles. So they are the ruling team on the Western Conference. And in the Eastern Conference, they have the Boston Celtics have won a lot of championships. They beat the Lakers a couple of times in the championship game, but they haven't beat the Lakers recently in any championship games. And Philadelphia 76ers, I don't think they've won a championship in the NBA. I don't think so. And the other team that was real dominant in the Eastern Conference got eliminated by the Miami Heat. That was the Milwaukee Bucks. They were a defending champion in the Eastern Conference. And they got beat by the Miami Heat. They got beat in five games. They beat them in the series. So there's nothing to be said about the teams in the East. They don't have anybody that has any defending history in the East except for the Boston Celtics. I think they have like, I don't know, they may have two championships under their belt. But that's it. Miami doesn't have any championships under their belt, and the Philadelphia 76ers, I don't think they have any championships. So that's what we're working with right now in the Eastern Conference. And the Western Conference, it looks like it's going to be between the Los Angeles Lakers, who's a Southern California team playing against the Golden State Warriors, who's a Northern California team. It's going to be a battle of the two California teams for the Western Conference Championship. So it should be an interesting playoff season. So we'll have to wait and see what goes on. There's nothing to be said about the Denver Nuggets, even though they got the best record in the Western Conference. They have never won a championship in Denver. And the Phoenix Suns have never won a championship. So nobody's even considering them as being any competition to play against the Golden State Warriors and against the great and the most powerful Los Angeles Lakers. Well, all right. If we don't have any other comments about what's going on with the NBA playoffs, let's take a commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros. And I got hit with a baseball. Trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed. even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too. So they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball.
Rain with. Isn't rain and weather lovers' weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? What are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. And I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower. I like going swimming, though.
I'm back. I'm back in the hood since I'm the Mac. My hair is long. My skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. I'm smooth as silk. I eat Cheerios with cold milk. That's Papa G. I'm calling Bill. His picture's on my window sill. I go to church in my room. She's the bride and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom. Getting fucked, playing Doom. Look at my arm. Hard as hell. I work out. Can't you tell? Pimp all day. Ring the bell. In my room. What's that smell? And they say I'm back. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm back. Cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. Come on, y'all, standing up, walking tall, up all day, ready to ball. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's my boy in the mall, Marky D, big head Paul, making moves, standing tall, making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park, behind my back, hitting the mark, going home before it starts. Feed my pigs so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. Tell my girl, no time to sleep. Cause I'm G-Money and I'm going deep. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm some Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm some Mac. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money. And I get down, doing my thing all across the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm G-Money, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G-Money, yeah that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight. I lost my house, but that's alright. I still got the Lord. Still in the fight. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5 all day. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black, and I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat, cause I'm the Mac. My skin is black. Don't smoke crack. 6'5 is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. And that's the Mac is back.
My daddy went fishing. He went deep sea fishing. And he took me a couple of times on the boat. And we went way out in the middle of the ocean where I couldn't even see the shore. I couldn't see land no more. I couldn't see anything but ocean all around me. And I did some fishing.
and I caught some fish. And my daddy caught a big fish. It was as tall as he was. And my daddy was short. He was only 5'8". So he wasn't a football playing man. Even though he played sports, he played tennis, he was a bowler, and eventually he played golf. And he took me out there, and I got sick. I threw up on the water.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a joke for you. There was a man that was riding down the highway, and as he was riding down the highway, he came upon a whole line of men that were walking behind a hearse, and he started counting the men as he passed them, and he counted 10. 15, 20, 30, 50, 80, 100, 120, 140, 150, 200, 250, 270, 280, 300, 350, 370, 390. He walked past all of these men, and then he got up to a hearse that had a flat tire, and the driver of the hearse was out fixing the flat tire. So the man rolled by, and it was two hearses that were back to back, and they were behind a limousine. And the man passed the limousine, and he looked inside the limousine and saw that it was a man sitting in the limo, and he had a dog sitting beside him in the limousine. So he passed the limousine and kept driving on. But then he thought about it. He was like, that was really curious to him why there were so many people, all these men were lined up behind the limousine. The men were walking behind the hearse, and it was two hearses. And he wanted to know why it was so many men walking behind the hearse. So he went back to the limousine, and he knocked on the window, and the man inside the limousine rolled the window down. And the man asked him, he said, what's going on? Why do you have so many people walking behind the hearse? And the man said, well, my wife died, and so we're celebrating her funeral. We're driving to the cemetery to bury my wife. And the man said, oh, I'm sorry to hear that your wife died. My condolences to the family. And he said, how did your wife die? And the man said, this dog sitting next to me killed my wife. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's really depressing that your dog killed your wife. Wow, I really feel for you. I give my apologies to you and to your dog. But what's the other hearse about? You have two hearses riding behind the limousine, and then you have all of these men walking down the street behind the limousine. So who's in the second limousine? And the man said, that's my mother-in-law. And he said, oh, you lost your wife and you lost your mother-in-law? Oh, I give my condolences to your family. Oh, that must be a really heartbreaking situation. How did your mother die? And he said, the dog that's sitting next to me killed my mother too. And he said, what? Your dog killed your wife and your mother-in-law? Wow, that's really depressing. I really feel for your family. Okay, well, I give my condolences to your family, and I guess I can say I'm sorry about your dog being so mean to your wife and your mother-in-law. And he drove off, and he got in front of the hearse and in front of the limousine, and he was driving down the street. And then he thought about it. He went back to the hearse, and he knocked on the window again. And the man rolled the window down, and he said, I wonder if it's possible that I could borrow that dog. And the man said, get in line. That's what all of these men are in line, because they all want to borrow my dog. Oh, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, I got another joke for you. There was a husband and wife that were married, and the wife went to the bathroom, and she was sitting on the toilet. And when she finished in the bathroom, she couldn't get up off of the toilet. She was stuck. She was so big, she had gained weight, and she wasn't able to get off the toilet. No matter what she did, trying to pull herself off the toilet, she just couldn't do it. So she called her husband into the bathroom and asked him to come in there and help her get off the toilet. So her husband came into the bathroom, and he tried to pull his wife off the toilet, but he was unable to pull his wife off the toilet. No matter how hard he tried, he just couldn't pull his wife off the toilet. So the man decided that he would call his plumber friend and see if his plumber had some tools that he could use to pull his wife off the toilet, because she had gained some extra weight, and she was overweight, and she was stuck on the toilet. So he told his wife he was going to call his plumber friend and see if his plumber friend would have some tools that he could use to pull his wife off the toilet. And his wife said, okay, well, I'm not going anywhere. I'll wait for you. So the man went into the other room, and he got on the phone and called his plumber friend, and he was telling his plumber friend that his wife was sitting on the toilet, and she had gotten stuck on the toilet, so it was hard for her to get off the toilet. And he had tried to pull her off, and he was unable to pull her off the toilet. So he was calling his plumber friend to see if his plumber had some tools that he could use to pull his wife off the toilet. And the plumber said, yeah, I think I got some tools that we can use to get your wife off the toilet. So I'll be at your house in about 5 minutes. And the husband said, okay, I'll wait for you here. And he went into the bathroom and told his wife that his plumber friend was on his way to the house, and he thinks he has some tools that he can use to pull his wife off the toilet. So the wife was like, okay, sounds good. I'm just sitting here waiting to see what happens. And the man was like, all right, the plumber will be here in 5 minutes. And then the husband looked at his wife and realized that she was sitting on the toilet, and she had pulled her pants down, and they were hanging around her ankles, and her private parts were all showing. And he didn't want the plumber to come to the house and see his wife with all of her private parts showing. So he went into the bedroom, and he looked in his closet, and he pulled a couple of hats, big hat, off of his shelf and pulled them and took them into the bathroom and put them on his wife's lap to cover her private part. And he said that was good, that he could cover his wife's private part. And when the plumber came, he wouldn't see his wife's private part. So he was in the bathroom with his wife, and there was a knock at the door, and the husband went to answer the door, and it was the plumber. and he came in with the husband, and he walked to the bathroom, and the husband walked the plumber into the bathroom, and he showed him his wife sitting on the toilet and saying, she's stuck on the toilet, and we can't pull her off. No matter what I do, I can't pull her off of the toilet. I think she gained too much weight, and she's stuck on the toilet. So is there something that you can do to pull her off the toilet? And the plumber looked at his wife, and he said, yeah, I think I got something that we can use to pull your wife off the toilet. But you know what? That man under the hat, I can't do nothing for him. He's a goner. Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, I donated a limousine to the nuns that were teaching across the street at my elementary school. And when they got the limousine donated, they put it in the garage of their convent. And they didn't drive it for like 6 months. And then one day, the Mother Superior, the oldest nun in the convent, asked the other nuns if they want to go for a ride in the limousine. And the other nuns said, sure, we want to go for a ride, sister. So the Mother Superior asked if any of the nuns had a driver's license, if any of them could drive. And they all said, no, sister, we gave up the right to own any property. So we don't own cars, and we don't own any driver's license because we don't drive. And the Mother Superior said, okay, well, I have a driver's license. I can drive. So the nuns went out, and they got in the limousine, and they drove the limousine to the poor parts of downtown Los Angeles, to the poor section of town where they had the homeless and the poor were living down in this part of downtown L.A., and the nuns got out the limousine, and they were walking around talking to all of the homeless people, and they were spreading the word of God to all of the homeless people. And the people that didn't have clothes, they had donated clothes for the homeless to wear. And the homeless that didn't have food to eat, the nuns had brought lunches to give away to the homeless people that were down in the neighborhood where all of the homeless people were hanging out. They gave them food to eat, and they fixed dinner on a barbecue pit for the people to eat. And they spread the word of God, and they talked to the people and told them how God was blessing them and that he was going to be back to see them during the resurrection so they could have hope for their future. And after they spent several hours down talking to the people downtown L.A., in the poor area of town, they got in the limousine and they were driving back to the convent where they lived at, because they had to go teach school the next day as my elementary school. So they were pulling, they were driving on the freeway, and they got pulled over by the highway patrol, and the highway patrol went to the window of the mother superior and knocked on the window, and she rolled the window down, and she said, "Yes, officer, what is the problem? Was I speeding? Because I was driving the speed limit like it says on the sign. See, it says 91 miles an hour is the speed limit." And the highway patrol officer said, "No, sister, that's not the speed limit. That's the highway that you're on. You're on Highway 91. So you are driving above the speed limit." And she said, "Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry." And he walked to the back window and he knocked on the window, and the sisters in the back seat of the limousine rolled the windows down, and they were all seat belted in, and they were sweating and they were nervous and they had tears in their eyes. And the highway patrol said, "What's going on back here?" And the sister said, "Oh, thank you, officer, for slowing us down. Because sister was speeding. She was driving 215 on the 215. Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, let's play a song. DJ Papa D, let's play Candy. And we'll be back for more of the show after the song in a minute. So everybody that's listening to this radio show, I want you to know that you can go to Jack in the Box and get good quality food, and you can eat anything at Jack in the Box. They have tacos. They have burritos. They have hamburgers. They got french fries. They got apple pies. They got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes. And then they got all kinds of sodas. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now, but when I was young, we used to go and they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box and it would spin around and you could see the clown for miles. But Jack in the Box is still food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box.
From San Francisco, and I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me.
It's a candy.
And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, "Hi." And I said, "Hi." Man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me.
It's a candy.
It says, "Oh, one girl waving at you." And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these groups of girls.
It's a candy.
And they looked at us and started waving at us.
saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? The girls are calling.
It's a tender.
And he said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Oak Street.
It's a tender.
Oak Street don't have girls. On Wall Street. And I looked and I said, what do you mean? They all got dresses on. He said, well, let's go over there and look.
It's a tender.
And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked and they said, the bones with the knock in their neck are not women.
It's a tender.
And I said, what? Are you serious? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh my God. And I was like checking them out.
It's a tender.
And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, what? Are you serious? And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a tender.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might be stopped. I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on.
And I get to the center divider, and I step off in the street. I'm not even paying attention to what's coming on, because the last time I looked, the street was clear. So I'm walking across the center divider, getting ready to cross the street to the other side, and I'm counting my change in my hand, not paying no attention to any oncoming traffic, because I'm thinking the traffic is a long way off. And all of a sudden, I get to the driveway, and I'm walking up on the sidewalk, and this car almost hits me. And I jump, and I go, hey, man, you almost hit me. And I look up, and it's a police car. And they're like, hey, you know you were jaywalking. I had a Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you the story about my Mustang. Oh yeah, I told you about that. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. 53 inches off of the ground. It was gold on the outside. And then I had lights under my wheels.
and it was white on the inside. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh yeah, I had tinted windows, and my wheel wells were painted white, and I had gold lights on my wheels. My Mustang was the sight. I used to ride my Mustang all over town. And at night I would turn my lights on my wheels. And they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. Oh man, I was low riding for real. Oh, it was clean as the board of hell. And people would see me. And I'd be like, yeah, baby, look at this Mustang. This is a sight to see. I would roll up on the corner, and people used to look at my car and go, wow. And I have a couple of girlfriends that love to ride in my car. People would look at me and go, wow. Oh yeah, this Mustang was sharp. Wow, that car looks so good. I kept purring like a kitten. And it runs so good. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Getting 3 inches off of the ground. My Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Getting 3 inches off of the ground. Come on now. Yeah. Show me what you can do. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. Yeah.
that 20s all around. They couldn't tell me nothing. Sitting 3 inches off of the ground. My car was just exceptional. I kept it purring like a kitten. It wasn't loud, it was quiet, it was a nice car. And I would roll up on the corner and people would look at me and go, wow, that's nice. You want to race? And I go, no, I don't have no motor in it, but it looks good. And I would just roll on down the street, just low riding in my glory. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. DJ Big Nasty. DJ Papa D. Big booty girls run the world. I'm G Money, the pimp count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
I would ride my motorcycle to Luzinger High School to hang out with Ricky and Rick Rock after school. And one day I met this girl named Martha, and we were walking around the school, and she wanted to go to her locker. So I walked her to her locker, and she was turning the combination on her locker, and I don't know what came over me, but I thought it was time for me to make a move. And I pinned her against the lockers, and I started kissing her. And she turned around and dropped her books and just wrapped her arms around my shoulders, and she gave me deep tongue kissing back. And I was like, whoa, I'm doing the move, and this girl is liking it.
Everybody around the world, G Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory.
Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, all right, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a few jokes for you. If big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? You don't know? You don't know? They work at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. I lean to the left. I lean to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. Woo! There were two men in the jungle. They were taking pictures of the animals, the lions, the tigers, the elephants, the giraffes. They were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took his boots off and put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, "Man, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear." And the man looked at him and said, "Outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass." Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. You know, I was teaching school in Compton. I was teaching 6th grade, and it was self-contained, so I was teaching all of the subjects in my 6th grade classroom. But I had some black kids, and I had some white kids, and I had some Spanish kids, and I had some Indian kids, and I had some Asian kids. But I had to make sure that they all could speak English so I could teach them. Otherwise, I had to transfer them to a bilingual classroom so they could learn in their own language, because I only spoke English. So I started off the day, and I said, "If you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up." And the kids were talking among themselves. And then one kid stood up, and I said, "Michael, did you understand what I said?" And he said, "Yeah. You said if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up." And I said, "Okay. Well, if you understood what I said, then why are you standing?" He said, "Well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing by yourself." Ha, ha, ha. Oh, smart-ass kid. I'm telling you. Smart-ass, smart-ass, smart-ass kid. All right. There were two men sitting in the jungle, and one man was sitting under a tree, and he was reading a magazine. And the other man was typing vigorously on a typewriter. And a lion showed up and walked up on the man that was reading the newspaper and he attacked him and ate him. And then he walked off and he left the other man alone. I guess meat eaters know that readers digest and writers cramp. Woo! All right. Well, there was a husband and wife that got married, and they were trying to get pregnant and have a baby. And they, whatever they did, they couldn't come up pregnant. So they decided that they were going to talk to their neighborhood priest, and they were going to see if he could pray for them so that they could get pregnant and start their family. So they decided that they were going to invite the priest over to their house for dinner one night. And the wife cooked this fabulous 7-course meal, and they invited the priest over to eat. And so after they finished their meal, they started talking to the priest about getting him to pray for them so that they could have a baby and they could start their family. And the priest told him, well, I'm getting ready to go on sabbatical. I'm getting ready to leave the United States, and I'm going to Rome, Italy, to the Vatican to visit the Pope. And while I'm there, while I'm in the chapel, I will light a candle for you, and I will pray that you get pregnant and that you have a baby so that you can start your family. And the husband and wife were ecstatic about that. They were like, okay, Father, that sounds like a good idea. And they wished him good luck on his trip. And the priest left at the end of the week, and he went to Rome, Italy, and he got off the plane, and he remembered the promise that he had made to the couple. So he went to the chapel, and he went in, and he lit a couple of candles for the family, and he prayed that they have some babies so they could start their family. And then the priest left, and he went and visited the Pope and the other ministers at the Vatican, and they were engaged in a lot of work there. They were visiting the homeless, and they were feeding the poor, and they were doing things like that. And the priest was there for about 4 years. And then his sabbatical was over with, and he got on a plane and flew back to the United States. And he got off the plane in the United States and remembered his family that he had been praying for them to have a baby and have a family. And he went to their house, and he knocked on the door, and the mother or the wife came to the door, and she was like 8 months pregnant. And the priest was happy to see that she was pregnant and that she was about to have a baby. And she invited him in the house, and he was walking around the house, and he saw that she had 4 other kids in the house that were walking around playing in the house when he walked in the house. And he recognized that they had a large family, that they had 4 kids, and she was pregnant again to have a couple of other kids. And he was like, oh, I'm so happy for you that you got pregnant and you had some kids. Well, where is your husband? I want to compliment him on finally having some babies and starting his family, because I know that's what he was so interested in. He wanted to raise his family and have all of his kids. And his wife said, well, my husband isn't here right now. And the priest said, he's not. Well, where is he? And when is he going to be back home so I can congratulate him on having his family? And she said, well, he's been gone about 6 weeks, and I don't expect him back for another 3 weeks. And the priest said, where did he go? Why is he gone so long? And she said, he went to Rome, Italy, to meet you at the Vatican. And the priest said, what? Why did he go to Rome to meet me at the Vatican? She said, because he wanted to go to the chapel, and he wanted you to blow out that damn candle. Oh, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, now it's time to get back to the radio show and play another song. Maybe we can play what song can we play? Let's play Big Bank Take Little Bank. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And I went from having my mama braid my hair to having girls wanting to braid my hair. Because when you had long hair, girls all wanted to braid your hair. And that way you could have a lot of female friends. And since I had a lot of female friends, I used to get my hair braided a lot. And when I took the braids out of my hair and combed my hair, oh, I had a big puff afro. Yep, it wasn't as big as Bernard's, but it was big. And girls really liked that. In fact, one girl told me if my natural was bigger, I would be fine. And I was like, wow, I got to get longer hair so that I can be fine? Oh, man, I thought I was already fine.
Walk around and I tell
out the money again, and I'm kissing the money and everything, and I'm playing to the money. And I count it again, and I pull out another dollar, and I ball it up and throw it in the crowd, and people are just going crazy.
Big bang track, metal bang. 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 Big bang track, metal bang.
They were like, oh man, this guy is crazy. And then I walk over and I would act like I was gonna give him some money. I count out like $10 or $20. And I'd go to hand it to them, and then when they reach for the money, I'd pull it back and laugh.
Big bang track, metal bang. 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 Big bang track, metal bang.
I'd pull it back and laugh.
So I pull around the corner and I find a parking spot. And I park my 65 on the street between these other two cars. And I get out, I lock my car, I turn my lights off, and I start walking around the corner. Well, when I come around the corner, all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 5.9 millimeters. They got 38s and 22s. And I'm wondering, what the hell did they get all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands. And all of a sudden, they start blasting.
Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner cause I'ma be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. Oh, wait a minute. We still have a story to tell. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as I wrote a story to share with the audience, and I haven't shared my story with you yet. So sit back, get something to munch on, some popcorn, some peanuts, some candy, and get something to drink, a cold soda or some hot tea or some coffee, and sit back and relax as you listen to this story that I recorded for your listening pleasure. So DJ Papa D, do you have the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I went to a Catholic elementary school from first to the eighth grade. And when I finished the sixth grade, I was getting ready to go to junior high school, which is what seventh grade was. Seventh, eighth, and ninth grade was junior high school. But I wanted to go to a public junior high school. And I asked my mother if I could go to a public junior high school because I wanted to see what public school kids was like, because I had been going to school with Catholic school kids for 6 years, and I wanted to see the difference in going to school with public school kids because I knew they were a little different. They were a little rowdy. And they did a lot of different things in the school, as I had been hearing stories from my buddies that went to public schools. And they were telling me that public school kids did a lot of crazy stuff. And I was curious to see for myself. So I asked my mother if I could go to a public school. And she said she would sign me up for a public school, but it wouldn't be in South Central L.A. It's going to be out by the beach in Westchester, California. And I was like, oh, okay, that sounds good. And she said, and you'll have a different crowd of students in your classroom. And I know you really don't mind going to school with white kids. And I said, no, Mama, I went to school with some white kids when I was going to the Catholic elementary school, so I don't mind. And she said, well, believe it or not, this school will have majority white kids in your classroom. So it'll be a lot different than the kids you've been going to school with. And I said, okay, I don't have a problem with that. I want to take two classes, and I need a class schedule or a catalog of classes so that I could pick two classes. And my mother said, all right, I'll get you the registration booklet for Orville Wright Junior High School. And it's in Westchester. And it's right around the corner from Westchester High School. And I said, oh, okay, I know where Westchester High School is, so I want to go to this public junior high school. And my mother brought home the class catalog, and she gave it to me, and I went through the classes and the description of the classes. And I told my mother, I said, well, I want to take a serious class, a serious subject, and I want to take an elective. So my mother said, okay, pick a class. And I was always good in math, so I picked a math class, an advanced math class that I thought would be really good for me to take, and I could do well in the class because I was good in math. And my mother was happy that I picked a math class. And she said, okay, what kind of class do you want to pick for your elective? And I said, well, I've always wanted to be an actor, so I think I want to take a drama class. And my mother said, okay, they have a drama class. They have a basic drama class, and they have an advanced drama class. And I said, okay, well, last year, I took a basic drama class for the summer. So this year, I want to take an advanced drama class. And my mother said, okay, we'll go sign up for your advanced math class and your advanced drama class as an elective. So my mother took me to the junior high school, and I went in and registered for school, and they told me the date that I was supposed to start school and everything. And when my Catholic school summer started at the end of the sixth grade, then I was ready. And I got all my clothes together, because in Catholic school, you wear salt and pepper colored clothes with a white t-shirt. You wore salt and pepper pants, and you wore a white t-shirt, and that was your uniform. Well, I was going to public school, and I didn't want to stand out. I wanted to dress up like the rest of the kids at my summer school. So I got some new clothes, and I was ready to go to school when school started. So my first day of class, I went to class, and I was in class, and, you know, we went through all the math basics. You know, I went through my addition, and I went through some subtraction, and I went through some multiplication, and I went through some division, and I was pretty satisfied with the work that I did. And then afterwards, we took a break, and then we had our elective, and I went to the elective class, and it was a classroom with a stage in the front of the classroom. And I thought that was really different from the classes I've been taking. We were always just sitting in a desk. And, you know, we were sitting around the other kids in the class. But my teacher divided the class up into groups of five students. And each one of the groups was assigned, they were assigned an activity to do, which was to do a skit of some kind. So we started, we divided up in the class, in the groups of five, and we started discussing what kind of skit we were going to do in the class. And I had some interesting people in my class, and I got a group of two white girls and two white boys, and then me. And then they added another guy to my class that came in late. He walked in class late, so my teacher put him with me. And I was like, okay, guy, come on over here and sit down. You're behind, so I got to tell you what's going on. And he was like, I know what's happening around here. He got all crazy and was wild. And I was like, oh, you are going to be a problem. I can see that now. You think you're special. And I said, what is your name? And he said, my name is Craig Turner. And I said, Craig Turner? He said, yeah, you heard of Tina Turner? You heard of Ike Turner? And I said, yeah, I heard of them. They're R&B or rock and roll singers. And he said, that's right. They're in the music business. And I'm the second son. I got an older brother named Ike, and he's in one of these classes up the hall. He's in the eighth grade, but I'm going to the seventh grade. And so I'm taking this class so I can get some extra credit for my classes during the school year. And I said, and what's your name? He said, I'm Craig. And I said, okay, Craig, I got you. I know you're Craig Turner. He said, that's right. I'm Craig Turner. And I said, okay. And I told everybody in my group, oh, he's going to be a problem. He's going to be loud and obnoxious. So we got to give him something to really do to keep him busy. And so we started talking about a skit that we were putting together.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I hope you enjoy Monday's radio show because it's been off the chain. We had a lot of jokes and a lot of songs that you haven't heard in a long time. And we've been trying to make it entertaining for your listening pleasure. But the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out of here, get out the air chair, and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So I got to run and get some sun, because it's hot here in Vegas, and I'm enjoying all the heat I can, because I got to get my summertime glow in, you know what I mean? So, before I go, though, I want to acknowledge all of the birthdays of all the fans, my friends, and members of my fan club, and followers of the radio show. I want to recognize you for having your birthday. And I think we're almost in the month of May, which is going to be Mother's Day. And I have a brand new Mother's Day song for you on Mother's Day. So we'll look forward to Mother's Day when I can sing this new Mother's Day song for you. But anyway, for the birthdays of today, DJ Papa D, we have a list of people that are celebrating their birthdays today, and can we acknowledge them for their birthdays to be acknowledged today of all days?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. May 1st, 2023. May Day? I think today is May Day. Happy birthday to Pia Scott. Happy birthday to J.R. Gates. Happy birthday to Mark Anthony. Happy birthday to Faye Soblet Miller Davis. Happy birthday to Genesia Giles. Happy birthday to Beta Delta Newt. Happy birthday to Harry Wood. Happy birthday to Kevius Juan Shaw. Happy birthday to Osar Nell. Happy birthday to Deborah Vincent Berry. Happy birthday to Justin M. Gibson Sr. And last but not least, happy birthday to Louis Barrett. That's it for the birthday. So happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating their birthday today, May 1st, 2023.
Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday on the first day of May, May Day 2023. So I want to say I hope everybody has a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And today is your special day because it's May 1st and we're celebrating with the best of them in the month of May. This is Mother's Day month, so we are going to have a great month for celebrating mothers in the month of May. And so I want to say I know God has given you all the glory, and you're giving him all the praise and all of the acknowledgments for being the Lord and Savior that he is. We are giving him all of the glory. And we're enjoying each day as it passes, as we're having beautiful weather all around the world. The weather is getting to be good and getting to be really grateful for some beautiful days around the world. We're not having any tornadoes and any hurricanes. We're not having no bad weather at all around the world. So it's nice in all of the cities that had a lot of drama with the weather before. Now we're having great weather, and it's the time of day where everybody can enjoy the peace and calm of the weather that we enjoy so much. So I want to say thank God for the glory of our living arrangement in the glory of the world, all around the world. And thank God for bringing our president home, because he's been traveling all over the world like he ain't got nothing to do home in the United States. But we know that he's trying to be the best that he can be, and he's trying to make a difference in the world we live in. So may we ask, we pray for his well-being and the well-being of his family so that everybody can live in the glory of our Lord and Savior. All right, and for everybody that's celebrating their birthday today, I have a birthday song for you, and it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday today, tomorrow, and every day there come. May you have grace and glory in your name. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you all. May you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may you live in the glory of our Lord and Savior. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me,
so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.